How was your Valentine's Day? Did you have an opportunity to shower your beloved with gifts? Was there a card, a meal, flowers? I'm Dr. Matthew Lee Smith, and I want to share some hope for today about loving one another just as Jesus loves us. Loving our sweetheart is, of course, a very special thing. But what about loving other followers of Jesus? I mean, the people in your church fellowship, small group, Bible study, or your Sunday school class, for example. Do you have some EGRs in your circle of followers of Jesus? You know, extra grace required folks, EGRs. They are the ones in your flock that you're supposed to love, but they are so, well, weird. When Jesus talked about all of this, he didn't put a clause or a condition on the command allowing us to love everyone except the extra grace required folks. He said, "I give you a new commandment, love each other. Just as I have loved you, so you also must love each other." That's John 13:34. You know the person or persons that I'm talking about, don't you? You can see their face right now while I'm talking. They annoy you, or worse. You wonder why they sit by you and why they want to talk to you every time you guys get together. It's like they have radar and they're just waiting for you to arrive. But when we stop and pause for a moment, isn't it quite possible there are some folk in the body of Christ that irritate and annoy Jesus? Seriously. Have you read the Gospels slowly and carefully? Jesus even takes a few swipes at the not all that bright dozen that followed him everywhere in his ministry. Extra grace requireds have been around since the beginning of Christianity. Someone has said that being with other Christians is like two porcupines huddling on a cold night. They're constantly needling each other. Without genuine love, we cannot fellowship and friend people. We all have our idiosyncrasies, those things in us that drive others nuts. It takes great grace, extra grace, and love to do life together. But then, others have to use the same extra grace when they are with us. And that is what love, the love of Jesus, is all about. Showing love by showering others with extra grace. Hope for Today is part of the ministry of Eagles in Leadership. If you would like to know more about the hope God gives in his abundant life through Jesus Christ, I would invite you to check out our website, eaglesinleadership.org. That's eaglesinleadership.org. And if you would like to enjoy the Holy Land and walk where Jesus walked this December with me, I encourage you to go to eaglesinleadership.org.